Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Big developments in the January 6th commission. White House lawyer Pat Cipollone has now agreed to testify on a video deposition that can be used, publicly or anywhere they want under oath, after what they called a deal, end quote. Now, we also have heard from Adam Kinzinger that more witnesses are coming forward after Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. Let's unpack this. It's very, very significant. Why is it significant? Who's Pat Cipollone? And what is he liable to say? Pat Cipollone was the White House lawyer, former White House lawyer under Trump. There's a fellow named Dean, John Dean, you remember him, back in Watergate, was Richard Nixon's White House lawyer. He finally testified, and that's what broke the case against Nixon. Dean himself, though, was part of the crooked deal that Nixon was involved in terms of covering up the break-in of the Democratic headquarters. And what happened then is John Dean got some jail time, even though it was reduced because he cooperated. In this case, Pat Cipollone is a good guy. He's not going to get any jail time because he stood up to Trump. Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony makes him look very good. In fact, Liz Cheney, in that last hearing that was publicly televised, said that Pat Cipollone did the right thing and they hope that he'd come forward. Anyway, here's the background. He did come forward partially in April after what they called a deal. Now he's coming forward more. They still call it a deal. What do they mean by a deal? He's not going to take the Fifth. He didn't do anything wrong. And he can't assert executive privilege because the Supreme Court has already said that the privilege belongs to the current president, not a former president. But a lawyer has a duty of confidentiality to clients. And the question is, who was Pat Cipollone's client? Was it Donald Trump or was it the United States? Was it the White House? That very frequently happens with in-house counsel at a corporation. They'll have a team of lawyers, and then they'll use outside lawyers, say, for litigation. But if a regulatory agency like the Securities Exchange Commission or a federal prosecutor in a grand jury wants to talk to the in-house counsel of a company, who has the privilege? Who's the client? Is it the company? Or is it the individuals, directors, and others that he talked to? It's not without some complications. So I think what Pat Cipollone is doing, he's not being cute, but they probably made some kind of arrangement with him where certain things that he said to Trump or Trump said to him may not be inquired into at this time without a court order. But anything he said to Cassidy Hutchinson, which just confirms what she said, is absolutely fair game. And I may be incorrect on this. I've never met Pat Cipollone, never talked to him. I don't know what the deal is. But that's the deal, so to speak, and he will testify now. Cassidy Hutchinson put him at the center of a lot of things that were good in the staff that resisted Trump. Remember, she said that he told her, Cassidy, don't go to the Capitol with the president. Don't let him go. If we are part of that, we will be charged with every imaginable crime. Remember that? That's what she said. Now he's going to confirm that. And he's confirmed a lot of other things. You know, there's testimony by Cassidy Hutchinson on more than one occasion. She saw him in a hallway or at a meeting, and he would argue with Trump. And when he did that in front of Cassidy Hutchinson already testified, there's no privilege there whatsoever. No privilege there whatsoever. So the committee doesn't care what kind of advice he may have given Trump or not about, you know, Stormy Daniels or something else. But in fact, Pat Cipollone, I'm not a huge fan of his. He was the lawyer who really took one of the leads in defending Trump on the Ukraine impeachment. So they probably are not going to ask him about the Ukraine impeachment because he acted as a lawyer there for Trump. But when it comes to the insurrection, I think he is going to spill the beans. And it may be that his deal does not include continued silence on what he said to Trump and what Trump said to him on anything involving the insurrection. It may just be the Ukraine impeachment or the other scandals, you know, the Raffensperger extortion, Trump's tax and bank fraud in New York. That's not something that this committee is getting into. That is something that the Justice Department will get into. And that is something that they may require that Cipollone testify to and get a court order. But I think that Cipollone will testify to anything around the insurrection, the more I think of it, and that is very good news. Now, the drumbeat from the far right against Cassidy Hutchinson to demonize her has already started. She's gotten death threats. Death threats seem to be a run of the mill for this crowd. And there's got to be more of them prosecuted. There have got to be some people who get a couple of years in jail who understand that you can't leave so-called anonymous voicemails in your voice saying that somebody's going to get killed. And if they sneak around it and they don't say, well, I'm going to kill you, but somebody else will kill you, I'd send them to jail for that. Go to the jury. If the jury wants to buy their defense, go ahead. Yeah, this has got to stop. But anyway, one of the principal attacks, and I want you to be aware of it, principal attacks is that she said, remember this, that when Trump was in the Secret Service car and was going back to the White House, he said, take me to the Capitol. And Tony Ornato, the deputy chief of staff, said, no, we've got to go back to the White House. And actually, it was Bobby Engel. Bobby Engel was the head of the Secret Service. Tony Ornato was not in the car, I don't think. Tony Ornato was the one that told Cassidy Hutchinson about it. So it's technically hearsay, fine. Hearsay can be admissible under some circumstances. But in any event, Bobby Engel told Cassidy Hutchinson that Trump tried to grab the steering wheel, and when Bobby Engel took his hand off the steering wheel, that Trump put his hands on Bobby Engel's clavicle. The clavicle is right just below the throat. By the way, that has been confirmed to various media organizations by other Secret Service people. That is a legendary account in the Secret Service right now. But Tony Ornato came out and said, I never told Cassidy Hutchinson that. And Bobby Engel apparently is going to say, no, he didn't try to grab my throat or lunge for the steering wheel. So what about that? What about that? Let's unpack that. Ornato, as I told you yesterday, has a history of lying to protect Trump. He's the one that was told when they cleared Lafayette Square so Trump could walk across it and hold the Bible up in front of St. John's Church, that the staff knew that the police were going to go in and rough up these protesters who were there legally with a permit and push them. And staff, including Cassidy Hutchinson, told Ornato, you must warn the press first. If you rough up a cameraman or a reporter, they'll be all hell broken loose. Just tell them to leave. Ornato didn't do that. The press were roughed up. One guy had his camera smashed. They were pushed, shoved. One protester was punched in the face. And then Ornato later denied that Cassidy Hutchinson had told him to warn the press. And Alyssa Griffin, the communications secretary. And it may have been Alyssa Griffin who was the one who told him. The staff told him that, and he denied that staff told him that. Why? That's what he ended up doing. Now, Bobby Engel is Secret Service. They're going to stand by their protectees. But remember something. Cassidy Hutchinson was told this. She was not in the car. And now one of them, who has lied before, popping up, and he is saying that didn't happen. Bobby Engel is going to say it didn't happen. Why are all the Secret Service talking about it? Why are all the Secret Service talking about it way before Cassidy Hutchinson testified? So keep that in mind. Pat Cipollone will corroborate what Cassidy Hutchinson said, and people who dispute any of it, Ornato disputed that he was told to warn the press first at Lafayette Square. He's lied before, he's lied again. And the rank and file Secret Service trying to gather around Trump, that's fine. But the broader Secret Service who know said that did happen. Cassidy Hutchinson is simply repeating what Tony Ornato told to him. Trump wanted to take an armed crowd up to the Capitol. Going to a break, lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.